Graffiti Japan!
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them you know business. I'm all about my business, but I ain't got no briefcase. Yeah, all I got is some whiskey. Open that whiskey, bring it to you. Yeah, I'm leaning up against the door, and my feet are to the floor. And we're messing on the go. Yeah, I've been in before. I'm a broken man.
What's up, faders? Welcome to yet another action-packed episode of Got Faded Japan, and I am your host, Johnny.
And I'm actually back. This is TomTom Tokyo reporting in after a two-month hiatus.
Yeah, about that.
Thereabouts.
Welcome back, Tom. It's good,
good
to see you, buddy.
Good to be back.
Yeah, man. Holy smokes, dude. Wow. Before we start talking about you and your adventures, first off, faders, Got Faded Japan is about two dudes, booze.
Japan on the motherfucking news.
Still got it. And this is episode number 742, I believe. And yeah, so Tom, you are back. The man behind the mask. A little Alice Cooper for you. And yeah, you're wearing your red sunglasses. You kind of look like that guy from Natural Born Killers.
Woody Harrelson was fucking dope. You know what? Like when I bought these, my friend said John Lennon, but like then I remember that iconic picture was purple sunglasses. Then you said that to me, and I was like, yeah, the Woody Harrelson is like, I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Kind of look. Yeah. I was like, so actually, yes, sir. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking like them.
The red looks good on you too.
Red's your color, man.
And
looks good on everybody.
Well, not me. But yeah, so I'm wearing my black shades in honor of Ed Piskor, the great cartoonist, the great comic book artist and genius. So yeah, so this is my tribute to him. So I'm wearing sunglasses today. Yeah, so Tom, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and what's been going on? You said something like you're living life like Seinfeld or something?
Yeah, actually.
What did you mean by that?
because by coincidence, I actually bumped into you, or maybe jumped into you, and it was like...
What?
No, because like I think I talked to you because I worked a construction job, and it was okay, and then it wasn't okay, and blah, 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 blah. But, then they said, well, okay, you can keep working for the company. We're going to lower your wages. I'm like, no, you cannot do that.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. So last time we spoke, you were working in construction and everything was great until it wasn't. And
right. Which is kind of the story of my life.
Yeah.
Probably in this economy is probably the story of a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. And basically, they said they're going to lower your wages because of the economy, or did you get in trouble?
Oh, because of bullshit. Well, I don't even know because, like, well, it's just like bullshit reasons. It's like, you think, is it possible some of the fucking foremen or some of the dickheads are fucking racist? I don't know.
Really? That was it?
No, it's not that. It's not clicking. It's like, you have to do this, you have to do that, blah, blah, blah. I got fucking sick of it.
You got sick of your boss telling you what to do? Yeah, I think everybody's in that situation.
No, it wasn't my boss. It was just a couple people. Like, sometimes I'm assigned to certain areas.
Yeah.
Go there, do your job, no problem. It's like, right, rah, 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 do this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, most of the other gaijin that we're working for, the foreigners, have quit. But there were a couple instances. Like, once I was called a racial slur by an old man, and I did not appreciate that.
What was the racial slur?
Aho gaijin. Well, I'm not
Aho gaijin. It just means stupid foreigner.
I'm not gonna say the term, even though I'm allowed to. You're allowed to use like racial terms when they refer to you, but I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna like.
Okay,
I was called a slur.
All right, you're called a slur. Okay, let's leave it at that.
That's not cool. So I got into an argument with them. They said, "Well, maybe he was wrong. We don't know about that." It's like, yes, you fucking do, because like the vice president's cousin was standing next to him when he said it.
Uh oh.
So that's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign.
And then also, like, I had a dickbag just follow me around micromanaging. You have to do this. You have to do it this way. It's just like, well, you have to work harder. You have to work faster. It's like, bitch, I don't see you doing shit.
Well, yeah.
So I had, a couple dick bags, and another dick bag told me that I'm worthless. And
what's a dick bag?
A dick bag, a bag of dicks, bag of douche. Okay, got it.
All right, gotcha.
Bag of smoosh, smoosh, smoosh.
All right, fair enough, We're all learning here today.
Yeah.
All right.
And another guy who's, I guess, not a boss, but technically my senior, you're fucking worthless. You can't fucking do anything right. It's like, you're half my size. I'm in a construction area. There's a lot of hard surfaces I could smack your head off.
Okay, well,
it's causing undue stress. I know, obviously, I didn't do it.
Or say it? You didn't say that either, right?
No, I didn't. Good. I actually kept it to myself, but I was like, man, after a certain point, it's like, you don't have my best interest in mind. You're going to cut my wages. And you're like, we're going to cut your wages. I can't do that.
Wait, it's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah.
To cut wages?
Yeah. You think?
Especially if you have a contract, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what'd you do? You just quit?
Not right away. I got pissed off, and I was like, thought about it, and I was like, we're going to cut your wages. Sign this contract that says your wages are being cut.
They make you sign a contract? Like, yes, I agree to these terms and conditions.
I totally agree that I will do the same job for less money.
No. Okay, so, all right.
What did I do? And I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, I want vacation time. You can't do that. I will go to the Ministry of Labor. We will see. Mm-hmm. He said, actually, you can take some time off. Bye-bye. Paid holiday for a week.
So you took like a paid holiday. For a week, which is pretty good.
No, not bad.
And then what happened?
Apparently, I didn't take it seriously enough because I just half-assed it, went boo.
Your job? Job or the vacation?
Both. Woe is me, there's a tear in my beard. Oh, it's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got like a couple job interviews, and I got like offered crap wages to do whatever. And I was like, I'm not doing this. One was really creepy because they kept saying, no, you have to come here and sign this contract. It's like, no, I don't have to work for you.
Wait, so.
And they wanted a lot of personal information.
A different company that tried to hire you?
Yeah, it was fucking creepy, dude. They're like, well, we're going to photocopy every page of your passport. We're going to do this. And they wanted, like, way more, like, if you're a foreign worker in Japan, you have to, like, give them a certain, like, you know, your paperwork and your visa to make sure you're legit.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I get that. But they wanted, like, way too much. They wanted, like, way too much, like,
personal. DNA?
Yeah, might as well. Like, yeah, spit in a tube.
Okay.
Can you jizz in this cup and then pee in this cup and then?
Okay. All right.
not that technically, but just about.
Just about. Okay. Gotcha.
And I was like, they're like, oh, you didn't bring all the necessary samples with you. So I'm like, I'll think about it and get back to you tomorrow. And then, they called me up tomorrow and just like, so you're on your way, right? I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. You're not offering enough money, and this doesn't sound like a good job.
Okay, so you did get that.
But you have to come here.
Okay, all right.
No, actually, I don't have to come here. Fuck off.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds scary. So, okay, so you interviewed for a couple of jobs, and pretty much you're just reaching a dead end after a dead end after a dead end. Then what happened after that?
I was a punk-ass little bitch and went back to work for a week.
You went back. Oh, so you did this during like your week off. So you had
I had a week off, full pay.
Uh-huh.
Then I went back and I was like, oh, fuck this place. I fucking hate it, but it's a job, whatever.
It's a job.
If you keep fucking working, if you just sign the contract, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Lower wages, job for life, fine. Not what we agreed on, but whatever.
Wait, then, how low were they cutting your wages? By what percentage? Were they cutting it like 50% or something, or 10%?
Six or 7%.
That's not good. I mean, after you pay taxes, that's like 20%.
It's enough to bite. Then I went back to the same fucking shitty job, and then assholes harassed me, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And then I became the stairmaster because we had to go up and down 8 or 9 floors, just up and down, clear shit out, go back up and down, go back up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have a fucking heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for a week, and I was like,
well, good exercise, man. Dude, you're getting buff.
Yeah, yeah, but then I realized, like, yeah. I have one more week of paid vacation.
Oh, so you took another week of paid vacation.
Yeah. I was like, I did not take this seriously enough.
No, you didn't
fucking
think about
balls
it.
Balls to the walls.
Yes.
So, this is where I pulled, like, not a Kramer, George Costanza.
A George Costanza.
Remember, there's, like, okay, so I think you saw me a little bit during this period. I might have bumped into you, but
okay.
Like George Costanza, Seinfeld, great show, by the way.
Great show.
But like he decides, like one day he just like walks into work, said I'm fucking fed up with my job and I hate it. So I'm just gonna do the opposite of whatever I do, and I'll probably get fired.
Oh, the opposite episode. Yeah, yeah.
But he just doesn't. He starts getting promoted. That's what I did.
So you did the opposite, and you got promoted.
Well, I was job interviewing, but I got hired a lot. I just walked in and said, fuck it, balls to the walls. I went on an epic bender, was drunk for a week and a half.
Okay, wait, I'm kind of getting confused. So, okay, you're working at the job, you don't like it, you take a week holiday, and then you come back, and during that week holiday, you're interviewing at other companies.
No, during the week holiday, I worked it, and it sucked, and I hated it, and I was like, fuck it, I'm not doing this job anymore.
Oh, that's the second holiday, the second vacation. Yeah. So, okay, so the first vacation, you interviewed for jobs, you didn't get any of those jobs, went back to work for a week, then after that week of work, hard labor, you took another week off, right? And during that week, you're interviewing again, and when you're interviewing, you're saying the opposite of what you usually say, and you're doing the opposite of what you usually do, and did you get a job?
Yes, several.
Oh, wow, several jobs.
I got blackout drunk for a week and a half.
What?
I'm not exaggerating. Kids don't do what I do.
No.
Blackout drunk and got piss wasted. And then we're just walking to an interview and like find the interview place and like whack down one black coffee and an energy drink, stomp some breath mints in there. Breath mints.
But I was like, breath mints? What's breath that? Months, breath mints. Is that a new
flavor? Like, hey, man. Which one of you motherfuckers wants to give me the most money?
You said that?
Pretty much.
Okay, all right.
And then, like, yeah, I got offered almost every position I interviewed. I did, like, one or two a day for, like, a week and a half. And, like, yeah, I went with the highest bidder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. So, pretty much...
And I got a better job.
You got a better job. So, you interviewed blackout drunk.
This is why life is...
Speaking of breath mints. And you got a job.
Yeah, this is why life has never taught me any good, like, decision-making skills. It's like, wow. Oh, I'm having a bit of conundrum. What should I do? Just get wasted. You'll have a great idea. It'll work out totally.
No, okay, now, what were you...
My wife was not impressed with this, but, like, she respects the results.
Yeah, obviously. So, but what were you drinking exactly? Were you drinking whiskey, scotch, bourbon, tequila, gin, shochu?
The devil drink.
Tequila?
No.
Oh, then what's
7-Eleven specials.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? So it's like the strong nines. Mm. Dude, they're obviously blackout drinks. So you're drinking strong nines.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many would you drink? I don't even touch those.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. My goodness, Tom. And you interviewed and you got the job. Wow.
Holy and I got a better job out of it. Actually, I got offered several positions.
Several positions? The driver?
Apparently, apparently I'm a lot more fun when I'm drunk.
Well, you know, that's debatable. But it depends on how drunk you are, too. But let's see. So now what are you doing? Are you still doing construction? Or?
Yeah, still doing construction.
You better hope that they don't watch this.
Probably not. But I'm actually, it's a much better position.
Yeah.
Go to the same place, do the same job, and, like, it's still... I do work 6 days a week.
Good,
I do.
Good,
but, like, the contract says from 8 to 5, and, like, at the very latest, I'm out of there by 4. Sometimes... Usually 3, and, like, sometimes, like, 10 or 10:30 or 11. They're just it's fucking... It's pissing down rain. Like, can't do anything. Go home.
Nice.
And I get tips.
You get tips?
Yeah! The fucking boss man shows up. Like, seriously, the boss man's fucking cool, man. My boss, I've only been working for a month.
Yeah.
He just, like, shows up and he goes, hey, man, hey, how you doing? Talks to everybody.
Do you want some money?
He's real friendly. And he's like, man, it's kind of hot out today. And, like, cracks open the wallet, hands everybody, like, 10 bucks, you know, 1,000 yen. He goes, man, it's hot. Like, drink a little bit of water. It's like, if by water, you mean beer after my shift finishes? Yes, you are correct.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's cool. Wow, what a good boss. And what are you doing? Are you?
I'm not even getting into the good part. Like,
let's get into the good part.
After like a month, the boss just like shows up one day and just like goes, "Hey, how's everybody doing?" And like hands everybody an envelope, and it was around.
This
has been around like payday time.
Yeah,
like coming, and I figured it was just like a pay slip because like some of them, like I guess, In a lot of places, like, it's old school. It's all electronic banking. But yeah, like, a lot of them, like, in Japan are really old school. They just hand you a slip of paper, but you can confirm it with the office. Blah, 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 blah. Just hands me, like, a slip of paper.
And nice.
I'm just like, you know, this envelope. And I'm like, hey, man, thanks, buddy. That's cool. Blah, blah, blah. And I didn't, like, open up until, like, I got off work. I opened up, and there's, like, $100 bill in there. I was like, yeah.
As a tip?
Yeah, man.
He just gave you $100.
Gave me $100.
So what are you doing exactly? Are you breaking things down or building things up?
Building things up.
So you're actually building buildings?
Yeah.
So you're learning...
I'm building a hotel in, like, one of the northeastern suburbs of Tokyo.
Wow, cool. Very
like,
cool.
I'm mixing concrete and, like, I won't mess with you with the crazy boring details, but, like, basically, my main job is, like... So, I've got a big bucket in front of me.
Yeah.
So, I measure some water, pour it into the bucket, then, like, 25-kilo bag, dump that in.
Yep.
Like, and I've got this, like, if you know a food processor, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that about being 3 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Half the size would be... Mix it up for a couple of minutes.
Wow, cool.
Boop, next.
You just do that all day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's a good workout.
The other bullshit, like, you know, help clean up. The Stairmaster is killing me because I still got to, like, up and down, like, 5-6 stories, like, once in a while.
Dude, that's great exercise.
It is. But, like, yeah, it kills your body, man.
Yeah.
At first, but then I was sore. And also, oh, man, like, the thing, like, the grip, your forearms, like,
Yeah. You're gripping stuff. You're picking stuff up.
Not everybody works those out, but like, yeah. So I did that for a while.
Yeah, dude, I can tell. You're getting buff.
Yeah, it was like, I was sore for a couple of days, and after that, I was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, you used to be really chubby, dude. You're like a big teddy bear, but now, yeah, you're turning into like a big tough guy, man. You should, you know, in your free time, you should like wrestle or something.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, totally, man. Wow, yeah. And your hands are all rough now, too, right?
Not bad, like, Actually, my hands are okay because rubber gloves.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's a little bit of softies. Yeah, there's some softies. No calluses, man. Yeah, nothing crazy like that.
Yeah, dude, my hands are really soft. Yeah. I use lotion.
Like a baby.
Yeah. So, wow, congratulations, man. Sometimes you got to take a couple of steps back to move a mile forward, you know?
Actually, or sometimes you have to do shit that's completely counterproductive, and this is why life has taught me horrible bad lessons.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, wow. You got completely black. Do you remember interviewing?
Somewhat.
Wow.
And I passed almost every single interview.
Every single interview. Can you tell me about the drunk? Can you tell me about the interview that you didn't pass? Like, I mean, what happened?
Fuck if I remember, dude. Remember how many interviews. I just kept getting emails going, yeah, when would you like to start? I just took the first bit. I was like, you guys seem pretty fucking cool.
Oh my god. Well, obviously so, man. Well, congratulations.
Actually, though, I will say, like, the company I'm working for is like really cool because like they're open minded because it is they're actually like foreigners there.
Wow, like...
In my crew, there's, like, three other, like, African dudes.
Oh, really?
We can actually speak in English. Bit of a heavy accent. Was like, yo, what up, dog? And they're pretty cool.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, that's fantastic.
I've had, like, in my experience, like, working with African dudes, I might be biased, but, like, I've had about 80% good experiences with them.
Cool. Oh,
so,
good.
Like, yeah, everybody's, like, pretty cool and pretty chill.
Fantastic, man. Well, that's marvelous, man. Congratulations.
So it's a bit weird. Sorry, like, I wasn't back on the podcast to explain this shit, but, like...
You're here now.
Shit happened.
Yep, obviously so. Well, congratulations on falling forward and landing a job and making more money. And that's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Tom. That's great. Well, everybody on Got Fit in Japan wishes you the best.
I hope so, too. Cheers, yep. Faders. I wish you Cheers. The best as well.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. And home life and everything else is going pretty well, obviously. I mean, I'm here. We're actually, for all you guys that are not watching us on the YouTubes, we're at Tom's...
It's a shame for you. You should be.
We're at Tom's castle right now. And, yeah, the place looks absolutely fantastic. It's very tidy, very clean. Lots of toys.
You can see, lots of toys. And actually, we put up some Adam 3's artwork.
Adam 3's got some artwork behind us, which is kind of cool. So, yeah. Oh,
just
gosh.
Throwing it out there, man. You know, Johnny special right
here. Yeah, I made that in 2011.
Yeah, I know. You did.
It's signed.
What do you think? I was going to throw it away?
No. Well, you shouldn't, man.
No,
you
absolutely not.
Probably sell
man.
That on eBay or something.
Might be worth some money. You never know.
Yeah, for like $5 or something. But yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I think you're underrepresenting yourself, but I think it's cool.
Well, if I do want to represent myself, I would definitely talk about Tokyo Art Tank that's coming up. Yes, faders, for 1 week and 1 week only, Tokyo Art Tank, once again, is going to be having its grand extravaganza art experience for you to enjoy. Yes, it's located at Gallery Conceal for 1 week from, May 27th until June 2nd. And on every single day, we have 26 artists who are exhibiting their finest artwork, and every single artist is a Tokyo local artist. They're all very amazing, all very cool, positive. Yes.
Quick question. You're going all local this time? No international artists?
No international artists this
Interesting.
Time.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, every time I have an international artist, and I love having international artists come into Japan and stuff to showcase the work as a special guest, that's always a lot of fun. But this time we're not doing that. This time we're focusing on Tokyo artists.
So I assume I probably know more than half of them.
Maybe. You're definitely going to know some of them, so that's going to be cool. You should definitely come by, bring the family. It's a... there's five rooms.
It is family
rooms.
Friendly.
Well, there's five rooms, and four of the rooms are family friendly. And let's just leave it at that. And a cool thing about Tokyo Art Tank is that it's located in Shibuya at Gallery Conceal, which is like a 4-minute walk from Hachiko Statue. And on every single day, we have cool events that are happening. On Monday evening, we have a cocktail meet and greet party where you can meet all the artists. On Tuesday in the evening, we've got it's called statue that you bought for your son.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Oh, you can continue with like please continue with your spiel.
Thank you, my spiel. On Tuesday we have poetry reading, and on Wednesday during the day we've got free yoga classes, yoga and art classes, and in the evening we have a film festival where five Tokyo-based filmmakers are going to be exhibiting short films, music videos, and documentaries. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Thursday, we've got Dr. Sketchy's crew coming in, and they're going to be teaching people how to draw and like sketch and do portraiture. And then on Friday, we have watercolor classes by the man Carlos. And so he's going to be teaching you how to paint with watercolors, which is going to be very exciting. And then in the evening, we have I think, five acoustic bands, which is going to be great. And then on Saturday, we have a hip-hop performance by Anthony H. You should definitely come for that one.
Oh, dude, he's the man.
Anthony H. is awesome.
I'll fucking support the hell out of that.
Oh, yeah, dude, love that guy.
That dude's awesome.
Love that guy. And then after Anthony's hip-hop performance, we're going to have, three module DJs. And module DJs are DJs that DJ with actual hardware. And that's going to be really exciting. And then Sunday is going to be a chill day, but we're going to have groovy beats by a kid crew. So there's like kids that are like 8 years old to 13 years old that are going to be DJing with 45s. And that's going to
be
really
be
exciting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Macho DJing, like, if you've never seen it live before, like, it's interesting to see. Because, like, you know, they've got the, like, teeny tiny alligator clips. They're like, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Exactly.
It's weird to see.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Shame on you for not watching video, but like this is like something I purchased from Johnny.
Yeah.
Actually, I felt obliged to buy it because this was sitting on a rack when I brought my kid by.
Yeah.
And he just like runs out and just grabs it and starts flying it around the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, put that back!
Oh my gosh, yeah, no, this is really cool. So yeah, it's the
but like your asking price was like $200, and I was like, dude, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry about that, but like
friend
discount.
You got a friend discount. Let's not throw that out there. But anyway, yeah, and all the artwork is going to be available to view and to purchase. So yeah, if you're in the Tokyo area, I highly recommend that you come down to Tokyo Art Tank Volume 11 at the end of the month. It is going to be absolutely fantastic, and everything is free. All the classes, the shows, the performances, the poetry
reading.
The beer
is not. Gotta buy those.
But the beer is like 600 yen for like it's like kind of like almost a pint. You know, I mean, I don't know why they do that. It's so cheap. It's like $6. You know, if you go to like art exhibition,
support the arts.
Yeah, they charge you like 1,000 yen. Actually, in that neighborhood, Dogenzaka is like really developed now, right? So if you go to any bar in that area, it's gonna be like 1,000, 1,200, which I think is actually super ridiculous. But at Gallery Conceal,
it's not like it was like, I guess. before it became super cool, like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, when it was all ghetto. Yeah, yeah. But now...
It wasn't even ghetto. It was just, like, kind of cool. It was hipster. Or something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
No, Dogenzaka was... Well, anyway, so that's not here, there, there. But anyway, now Dogenzaka is kind of developed and stuff. The beers are expensive, except for at Gallery Conceal. So come on down to Gallery Conceal and enjoy Tokyo Art Tank Volume 11. Be there, be there, be there. Cool. So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Pro tip... Grease the wheels, bribe him with a burrito from Taco Bell or two.
Oh my gosh, Taco Bell. Speaking of Taco Bell, have you been to the Taco Bell in Nakameguro?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's so interesting.
By the way, sorry, but like, please interrupt you. My kid's like super into it.
Oh yeah.
And like, he's like, hey buddy, we can eat, have a burger, we can have McDonald's or Taco Bell. And he's like, Taco Bell! And I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's my boy.
Oh my gosh.
I love Taco Bell, but yeah, just opened up down the street.
It's so odd that they opened up a Taco Bell in Nakameguro, because right down the street...
So odd, or mean? Do you mean so awesome?
I guess awesome, but it's just like two of like the best Mexican restaurants in the whole city are in Nakameguro, right? You've got Baja right over here that has absolutely amazing fish tacos, and their margaritas are next level. And then if you go to Junkadelic, everything at Junkadelic is awesome. So I can't believe that Taco Bell is like,
I can't.
We won in this racket.
I can't.
We gotta get into Nakameguro.
No. They're seeing an opportunity, man, because that's fast food. Like, they were like, Junkadelic is like good, but it's super, it's hella good, but it's pricey.
It is pricey.
Baja's is like not bad, but like, it's, I don't know, it's a local culture. It's like, it's a hidden gem. It's like a hole. Dude, if you've been to the place, the place is a fucking hole in the wall.
I had my birthday there. It was great.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
That was really fun, yeah.
Dude, it's like it's. I'm not knocking the food; like, they're all organic, really nice burritos. But like, you know, it's a fucking hole in the wall.
Yeah, well, it's small. It's comfortable. It's cozy. But anyway, yeah. So that's interesting. And to be honest, dude, I think that Taco Bell is the first fast food restaurant in Nakameguro.
Other than the Moss Burger that I harassed you at once.
There's, oh snap, yes there is. No, it's a freshness burger. There's, okay, I take that back. There's two freshness burgers, that's right.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like, that place is cool. It shut down, it's actually moved a couple blocks down. It's
down the street, yeah. So there's freshness.
I thought that was funny, because I used to go there once in a while, and just like walked in there, and you were busy with a client.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I just walked by Johnny, and was going to say hello, but he seemed like really engaged.
No, you're in the smoking section. Anyway, so that's a different story.
I thought it was funny.
My point is, though, Taco Bell is here and their business is thriving, what's going to happen is I think we're probably going to get more fast food. I think McDonald's is probably going to open up. There's going to be a Burger King. God, I hope a Burger King doesn't open up. I love a Whopper. If a Burger King opens up, it's the birds for me, man.
I'd rather go with Wendy's, man.
Wendy's, no.
Oh,
dude, I used to work at Wendy's, man. And I'll tell you what, Wendy's, a lot of weird stuff happens in the back. I'll tell you
I
that.
I used to work at Taco Bell, and I still fucking love it.
Really?
Yeah, jeez. Back in the day when I was like 16. It was one of my first, possibly my first real, not a real job, but a job.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so, yeah, we played a game called Hide the Food. So we'd make food, and we'd hide it in the restaurant and see how long it took, like, for, like, the day crew to find it, if they did find it.
Disclaimer!
Yeah. Dude, there was a guy, he took this big handful of bacon, right? And he took the bacon and he put it on top of the exit sign. So if you go to the exit sign, there'll be this big pile of bacon that was there, right? Oh. And it was there until the day. Even after the day I left, it was still there. Nobody found the bacon. And if I ever go back to that McDonald's, if I ever go back to that Wendy's, I'm going to see if that bacon is still there. What would happen to bacon that's 20 years old? What does it, like, fossilize or something?
I think the roaches would get to that one, dog.
Well, I think the roaches got to that in the first day, but still, it's just like, would it evaporate?
No. But like, roaches would get to that, but it'd be like primetime hotel, be like, yo, this is a 5-star hotel, bitches. Oh you man. Come up in here and eat all this fucking shit. It's a room you can eat, motherfuckers.
Yo, maybe. But anyway, so yeah, I just wonder if that bacon's still there. I'm going to have to check that out. But yeah,
I'm going to try and cross that out of my memory.
Yeah, I don't need a Taco Bell. I know, not Taco Bell, but Wendy's. Taco Bell, it's hit or miss for me. I don't know.
Nah, man, Taco Bell's shit.
Okay, well, all right, you're happy. Okay. Well, Thomas, I think it's time that we move forward to the news. Are you ready?
You ready to move it on up?
Okay, so Faders, let's take a little break. When we come back, got the news. Right, let's nail it. Yeah.
Are you at Harajuku with some out-of-town friends or your family or significant others?
Yeah!
Do you want to chill and drink beer and eat sandwiches while your friends overpay for glitter unicorn socks?
Yeah!
And the flavor's gonna make you complete at Harry's Sandwich Company.
So come on down to Harry's Sandwich Company in the heart of Harajuku, right off Takeshita Street. See you there!
Yo, what's up, Vader? Scott Vader Japan has got a new sponsor. Our new sponsor is Gamuso Bar, located in Asagaya, Tokyo. If you're kicking it in Tokyo and you want to get your groove on, get your fade on, you better get your ass down to Gamuso. Gamuso is located in Asagaya. It's about 11 minutes from Shinjuku Station on the Chuo Line. Gamuso has weekly bands, weekly performances. And hell, if you got your own event and you want to hold it at Gamuso, we'd love to host you. So contact Gamuso at www.gamuso.com. That's www.gamuso.com. That's right. Gamuso has not only beers in the bottle, but beers on tap. We've got every drink you want, so come on down to Gamuso. Gamuso. And if I'm working, tip me.
Have your attention, please. Attention.
Hey, yo, what's up, Vaders? Johnny here. You know I love booze and news, but I also love art. So come on down to thespiltink.com and check my art out. I've got tons of stuff there for you to check out. And I've got paintings, I got prints, I got videos. And I tell you what, if you like a painting, I could probably sell it to you. And I tell you what, if I can't sell you that painting, I will definitely sell you a print. I've got prints of all my work. Prints are about 2,000 yen each, about 20 bucks, but if you buy two, you get the third one for free. So come on down to thespiltink.com. Yo, and on top of that, I'm looking for commissioned work. So if there's something that you want me to do, I can make it for you. Just check out my stuff and see if you like my style. And if you like my style, I can definitely paint you anything on canvas, paper, whatever. I've done it all. So come on down to thespiltink.com. That is thespiltink.com. Thespiltink.com. Proper.
Mitsuya Liquors. Yo, what's up, Faders? If you're in Asia, if you're in Japan, if you're in Tokyo, if you're in Asagaya, you better get down to Mitsuya Liquors. That's right. For the most affordable prices in Japan, you can get over 300 different kinds of beer. That's right. Over 300 different kinds of beer. And of course, they got all the shochu you need, all the sake you need. And of course, they got wine from California to Italy to France to New Zealand. They got it all. When I say they got it all, they really, seriously got it all. There's no joke about that. So get down to Mitsuya Liquors. And if you go in there and you say, got fit in Japan, you will be more than welcome to go into their back room and drink those beers that you just purchased. That's right. Got fit in Japan at Mitsuya Liquors. And three times a week, they have a sushi chef there. So get your sushi on, get your drink on, get your fade on, and come on down to Mitsuya Liquors, located comfortably in Asagaya. About 5 minute walk from the station. Mitsuya Liquors.
In Tokyo and craving soul food? We've got just the place for you. Soul Food House in Azabuchi-Uban. Check out what we do at soulfoodhouse.com. Come by and taste the love. We look forward to feeding you.
And we are back, Faders, and we've got the news. All right. So, let's see. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Actually, I would prefer if you go first. And yeah. Like, you'll see why in a little bit, but just go for it, buddy.
Okay. All right. Here we go. First story. Japanese sugar baby gets 9 years for scamming men out of 155 million yen. Which is roughly $1,550,000. No, wait, dollars. Holy smokes. It's like 50 bucks. I'm just joking.
Right now with the exchange rate, man, it's like Monopoly money.
Oh, gosh. Well, still, it's a lot of money. That used to be like...
used to be a lot, but it's not now.
Well, 4 years ago, that'd be 1.5 million yen. But here we go. The story takes place in Nagoya, beautiful Nagoya. A 25-year-old Japanese woman was given a 9 years prison sentence on Monday for defrauding three men out of a total of 155 million yen on a dating app and selling a manual on how to scam men out of their money. Oh, my God. She's a scheming entrepreneur. Oh, my gosh.
Was it a Nigerian prince wrapped in, like, different cloth?
Oh, gosh. I lost so much money in that scam. I'm just joking. The Nagoya District Court also fined Mai Watanabe, known at, by the moniker, Itadaki Joshi Radichan. Literally.
No, you got to say it right. Itadaki Joshi Radichan. Hatamaku. Hatamaku.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, that's
Dibble-mark.
Right. Oh, man. I'm going to put hearts all over the place. Literally, sugar baby Rirai. 8 million yen for their scams. Prosecutors had sought a 13-year sentence and fine of 12 million yen. Holy smokes. Quote, the crime is very insidious, one utilizing sweet talking to make the victims from their dating app fall in love, end quote. In America, we call this catfishing.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's basically catfishing.
It's just like same scam, different terminology.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Quote again, encouraging similar crimes, end quote. According to the indictment...
Oh, I bet she was encouraging a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God.
She just wasn't following through.
Well, let's see what happened. According to the incident between March 2021 and August 2023, Watanabe dumped a man in his 50s with a story that she needed money to pay off a debt, swindling approximately 117 million yen from him. She told two other men a similar story, bilking them out of a total of about 38 million yen between April and August 2023. The court also convicted her of selling her manual to a woman and evading income tax by hiding around 40 million yen derived from the scams. Yeah, like, that's crazy because she's making all this money by scamming all these people. She can't just put that money in her bank account. And I'm sure she's getting it electrically sent to her.
Well, I'm sure put it in her bra.
Well, no. I mean, nobody's going to give her, like, a suitcase full of money. You know, this is, like, 2024.
I don't know, man. Like, if people are that gullible.
Well, yeah, here's a suitcase full of money. Maybe, you know, maybe she didn't even meet these guys. Who knows? There's not that many details in this story. But still, I don't know, Tom, what do you think? Do you think 9 years is too much, not enough, or the price is right?
I don't know. It's perfect because it robs her of her prime. Like, she's getting by on her good looks and going, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
Oh, yeah, and prison's rough, man. I don't care where you... Well, except for in Finland and Sweden and Norway. Up there, prison's like day camp. But in the rest of the world, prison ain't no joke, man. You go there, you age.
I tell you what. I'll raise you, and I'll double down and keep going. I think, like, you didn't get the full end of this story, because here's the follow-up to that article.
Oh, there's a follow-up already?
Oh, yeah.
This article's from yesterday.
Yeah. Former host pleads guilty to receiving 25 million yen from Rirai-chan.
Oh my god.
The one that just got fucking nailed got nailed.
What? Wait, the one that just got nailed. Yeah. So wait, she got busted again?
No. Like, the host got busted. Like, so she was scamming dudes, and she was getting the money, and she was funneling it to another dude.
Oh, she was giving money to another dude. Oh!
I'm sorry, man. Like, I know you've been busy. Like, no disoffense, but, like...
Disoffense? Okay.
No offense.
No disoffense taken.
Disoffense taken. No. But, like, dude, I sent you this shit, and I was, like, the first fucking article, but, like, I read it.
Just read it.
Nagoya, April 21st. A former host admitted to knowingly receiving about 25 million yen that had been deceitfully obtained by convicted scammer Rirai-chan.
Wow.
In a trial on April 23rd. The case has been a subject of super keen interest, highlighting the manipulative use of emotional deception to commit financial fraud.
Wow.
The proceedings took place in Nagoya District Court, where the defendant, Yuji Tanaka, formerly a host at... Tokyo's Kabuki District Club.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, not surprising right there. So the scammers got scammed.
Appeared
unsettled, frequently adjusting his hair and looking around nervously. I would mimic his actions and adjust my hair, but I just don't have any hair left.
You got a little hair.
You should
grow a beard.
Working on it.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like it, but we'll see. Tanaka is charged with accepting 24.8 million yen for food and drink expenses at his hostess club, knowing the money was acquired through deceit by Mai Watanabe, who professed romantic feelings to deceive her male patrons. During the trial, Tanaka acknowledged that the charges had been brought against him. Additionally, he faces other similar charges, and with the current case, the total amount received adds up to, wait for it, ¥38.5 million.
Wow, jeez.
Which is like, right now, I guess $2. No, I'm fucking you. That's like $300K, maybe? U.S., maybe a little bit less, but still.
Yeah, something like that, but still, it's a lot of money.
Shit, well, I'd take that and run.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Additionally, he faces other similar charges, because repeat offender, no shit. And with the current case, the other total amount received fraudulently adds up to ¥38.5 million.
Wow.
Which is a fucking shitload.
God, this guy was rich.
Yeah. Watanabe, who has been a significant financial supporter of the former host of Tanaka, was sentenced on April 22nd to 9 years in prison for her firm. Okay. Back to, like, the article you just read.
Yep, she's got 9 years.
Rudy-chan, blah, 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 she got 9 years. So she going in the clinker for a while.
Man, 9 years. Gosh.
So, like, I get, like, that's an interesting story you've got, but, like, it's got levels, man.
Yes.
So, it's like, she was getting scammed, but then she was, like, funneling it to her, like, you know, she was a sugar baby. She was, like, flirting with dudes, like, to just funnel it to him, and he was, taking all the fucking money. And the, who knows? This might even go, easily could go higher up.
Or lower down. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is
crazy. For that amount of money, I hope somebody was going downtown and taking care of business.
The scammer got scammed. Yeah. Wow. And she got 9 years. Oh, my goodness. Well, wow, interesting. So, wait, does that mean it's my story now again? Or is it yours?
Well, actually, do you want to discuss this further? Or do you want to go on to the next one?
I think we discussed it enough. Okay, yeah, all right, okay. Go for it. Next one. You want me to do it or do you want to do it?
I think it's your go.
Okay. 30-year-old man arrested for shoplifting snacks from convenience store. Oh, my goodness. Going to jail for, like, stealing Snicker bars, dude, that's crazy.
That's humiliating, especially if you're a senior, right?
Dude, you're 30 years old. Stealing, dude? Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Please, maybe he saw, like, one of those, like, smash-and-grab, like, videos that's, like, all over TikTok. You know, like, all the stuff that's happening in America where people are just walking into stores and just, like, take whatever they want. They're like, it's under $900. You can't do anything to me. You know that stuff that's going on?
Yeah. I've heard about it, which is why I'm happy that I don't live there.
Yeah, but maybe this guy saw a video and he's like, hey, I can do this. Sorry, sir, you can't. Police in Ishinomaki, Miyagi Prefecture, have arrested a 30-year-old man in suspicion of shoplifting 10 items, including sweets and groceries, from a convenience store. Do you know how many cameras are at a convenience store?
Apparently a lot.
There are a lot of cameras at a convenience store. There's cameras on top of cameras on top of cameras. It kind of reminds me of that scene in Casino. Remember where, like, Robert De Niro's describing, like, the casino? And he's like, we've got the eyes in the sky. And he's got, like, all these guys, like, on, like, above the ceiling and stuff with, like, binoculars watching everybody. And they got cameras and stuff. Yeah, you just can't
don't steal.
Don't fucking steal. Oh, my gosh. According to the warrant, the man who claims to be self-employed allegedly stole the items at around 11:15 a.m. on April 3rd, local media reported. Staff at the store filed a police report on the same day, leading officers to investigate the incident using security camera footage. The suspect visited the convenience store again on Monday and was recognized by an employee who called police. That's the man! The man was arrested at the store. Police quoted him as saying that he shoplifted the items because he didn't have enough money to buy something to eat. Oh, that's kind of sad.
I guess,
that's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad, but I guess his self-employment wasn't working out very well.
Wow, the economy's tough all over the world.
No, I get that, but why are you stealing chocolates, dude?
Chocolate's good.
And again,
who doesn't like chocolate?
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to apologize to you in advance for saying this, but, like, I'm not trying to one-up you with every article, but, like, I've got a counteroffer for this.
Okay, counteroffer me.
Elderly woman wrongly detained for shoplifting at Inari Sushi.
She was stealing sushi?
Wrongfully detained.
Falsifying, stealing. Okay, read it to me.
Okay, a 74-year-old woman was detained by police for 3 days following her arrest for allegedly stealing a pack of Inari Sushi, has received an apology from Shiga Prefectural Police after investigations revealed that she had received the pack as a gift from a friend.
Oh my goodness.
The incident began on the morning of April 13th when staff at supermarket of Ohachimachi Man, blah, 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 city, reported to the police that the woman inside the store had shoplifted. The suspect, a 70-year-old woman, because, you know, they're motherfucking killers right there.
Wait, the women that are 70 years old?
74.
My mom's 74. She could still kick some tail.
Think so?
Of course, man.
A 74-year-old local woman was arrested after a surveillance footage showed her picking up items in the food section and seemingly placed them into her bag, including a pack of Ninari sushi worth about 300 yen, which is about 20 cents right now.
300 yen, she got 3 days.
Yeah. Without paying at the register. Throughout the police investigation, the woman consistently denied her allegations, saying, I did not do it, and a friend bought it for me. Further investigation led to the identification of a male acquaintance who had given the Inari sushi to the woman. After reconciling the store's inventory sales data, police concluded that no theft had occurred. The woman was released and received an apology from police after 3 days after arrest. 3 fucking days she was locked up, 74 years old.
Oh.
Having been detained for approximately 82 hours. DPGT, blah, 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 blah. We sincerely apologize, blah, 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 blah. We done fucked up.
Okay, well, yeah. No, it wasn't their fault. It was the supermarket's fault.
You know, somebody done fucked up, right?
Maybe it was her friend. So the moral of this story, when you give a present, make sure you also give the receipt.
Make sure to receive it outside the store so you don't get locked up in the clinker for 3 days.
Yeah, if you get a receipt.
Especially when you're 74 years old, Jesus.
Yeah, but no, get a receipt. If you get a receipt, you're good. Yeah, no problem. All right. Next story. Man arrested for breaking into swimming school and stealing swimming suits. Okay, police in Kitayoshu City, Fukuoka Prefecture, arrested a 37-year-old man on suspicion of breaking into a swimming school after it was closed and stealing brand new swimsuits. Who in their right mind steals a bathing suit? That's crazy.
Okay. They were unused. That's the thing.
Wait, why? Is that just the crazy? Why?
No. If they were used, like, well, there's some weird fucking pervos out there.
Well, if I was gonna steal like a bathing suit, I want a new one.
Yeah.
Why do you want to use one? Okay, according to a local media.
No, because the pervos.
Yeah, I know. I got that. But why would you, meaning like you or me, steal a used one?
I don't know. Is there a fucking crazy black market for that?
Oh my, well, let's read on, okay? According to local media, the incident occurred on the morning of March 29th, police said. Hitoshi Takashita is accused of breaking into the school near his home and stealing 16 new swimsuits, men's, women's, and children's sizes from the school's stock.
Okay, so he doesn't have a type.
No. It's 2024. You can do anything you want.
Right.
And
we're fluid on all sexuality.
We're all good. An employee later contacted the police, reporting that one of the school's glass windows was broken and swimsuits were scattered throughout the premises. Police examined security camera footage and managed to identify Takashita. Like, hey, I know that guy. It's Takashita. Oh, he's known for all sorts of crazy stuff like this. He loves his water sports, too.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Kitakyushu, my hometown in Japan. It's the first 2 years I spent in Japan. Also, like, what a fucking incompetent thief. He stole a bunch of them, but left them scattered around?
Well, let me continue. Police said that Takashita has denied the allegations and quoted him as saying, quote, I don't remember doing anything like that, end quote. Which means he was wasted. Man, I've done some dumb stuff when I was drunk, right? I've done some incredibly dumb stuff. But I would never, never in my mind would this ever pop in. I'm just like, you know what I really need to do? Go to that wretched swimming school down the street with all those people learning to swim. And I'm gonna show them something. I'm gonna show them a thing or two. Yeah, that's never ever popped in my
head. Boom, 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 YMCA.
You think that was the YMCA?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Was he singing? Bonus points if he was, because like if he actually did like the YMCA dance while he was doing it.
He was like singing it like YMCA.
Well, I'm sure he was probably wasted, but if he actually did that, like, you know, it was like, you know what? Mitigating circumstances, we'll just let that one go.
What does YMCA stand for? Young Men's
Christian Association.
Association. Oh, okay.
But, like, you know, if you know what the Village People song means, it means something else.
Yeah. You know, in San Francisco, I had a friend that stayed at the YMCA for a while.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about it either after that. No. He was in between apartments. He needed a place to stay. He's
probably in between a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Last story. Got it. All
right. Oh, another area I've lived in before. Ibaraki. Mm. 600 melons stolen from greenhouses before harvesting in Ibaraki Prefecture.
Tom, you like melons.
I do. Mm. The bigger, the better.
Yep, that's right. Melons are good.
Mushy pushy?
You're very smart. You're very clever. Yeah. Please read.
Police in Whoa, careful, dude.
It's just making it bigger for you. There you go.
Yeah. Police in Hokoto, Ibaraki Prefecture are investigating the theft of 600 unharvested melons worth approximately 600,000 yen, which is $5 with the exchange rate right now.
Hey!
Which were stolen from three greenhouses earlier this month. A 50-year-old man who owns the farm told police that melons were stolen sometime between 5:30 p.m. and April 4th and 7 a.m. What? Why do you give a time and then, like,
cameras?
Yeah, I guess. On April 5th, NHK reported, man who grows melons in 30 greenhouses, and from three of these, the melons were ready to be harvested and taken away. The greenhouses were not locked, police said.
Uh-oh. No. Always lock the doors. Protect those melons.
Yeah. According to the prefecture, Hokkaido City has the largest shipment of melons in Japan. That's the first time I've heard about this. Like,
yeah,
Ibaraki was like, it was potato country.
Yeah, that's right. It's good emo.
Yeah. Very, 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 very good. But anyway, NHK reported that similar incidents are increasing every year around the shipping season, which starts in April. And urging fruit growers to take stronger crime prevention measures, such as installing security cameras, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, fucking farmers, lock your goods up.
Yeah, no, you just covered, like, a bunch of stuff. But, you know,
installing security cameras and lights and the turn on, the motion detectors, blah, blah, blah.
See, this is why I don't trust you to do the news. You know, you only read, like, certain parts, and you're like, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
you
gotta
read the fine details, man. So, I recommend...
I thought that's like, are we serious journalists? Are we actually podcasters? Are we comedy shows?
All the above. So the thing is here, I recommend that they get dogs, all right? Security dogs. And if I was going to choose a dog, you know, in Japan, you know, like toy poodles are number one. They're super popular. Chihuahuas are also very, 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 very popular, very common. You see them all day, every day. But I'd recommend a massive dog. I'd recommend German Shepherds. German Shepherds are pretty intimidating. They're big, German they're huge, Shepherds and they're loud. They are loud dogs.
German Shepherds are awesome because, well, there's a reason the fucking police use them as, like, their dogs.
In Germany.
Well, no. Even in America, it's like, they're smart as fuck, and you don't fuck with those things.
You don't fuck with German
Shepherds.
They're smart. No, yeah, they're great dogs.
They're not even the biggest dogs, like Mastiffs, and there's a million Huskies. They're dogs that are bigger, but those things are fucking smart.
Oh, yes, German Shepherds are the way to go. I would get a bunch of German Shepherds. And another thing is, you know, if you get somebody going on your land, those German Shepherds, they got those, like, ears that are like radars, you know? They can tell, like, a mile or maybe two or three clicks down the road, they know when somebody's coming. They're
I would straight up go with a Shiba dog. They're not the biggest dogs, but they're smart and they're quick. Really stealthy.
Yeah, you know, those dogs are great, but I go old school, man. I go German Shepherd, man. You get a bunch of German Shepherds, nobody's going to be touching your melons, okay? So, yeah, German Shepherd's the way to go. And lock your doors.
But what if I want you to touch my melons, Johnny?
Oh, Jesus. I don't think I can afford touching your melons. All right, last story. Tommy, you got this.
Okay. Man arrested after staying for 80 nights in a hotel and being unable to pay the bill. Wah, wah, wah.
Hotels are expensive these days.
Yeah, no shit, right?
This really is expensive.
Why I pay rent.
Yeah.
Police in Tomokomai City, Hokkaido, have arrested a 65-year-old unemployed man on suspicion of fraud after he was unable to pay the bill after staying 80 consecutive nights in a hotel. Ooh.
Well, now he's staying in jail.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This guy just upgraded, man. They're not punishing him. You know, was it three hots and a cot?
Three hots and a cot. That's right. Yep.
So they're not really punishing him. Like, the only people that are getting punished is the hotel. It's lots of money.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. Please read on.
According to the police, the man checked in to the business hotel on January 5th and stayed there every night until April 4th. broadcaster at NTV reported when he was asked when he would pay the
881,100 yen
bill for accommodation meals. He told the hotel management he wasn't able to pay.
Sorry!
So the hotel called the Popo. And the man, who has no fixed address, because of course he doesn't, which is why he was staying in a hotel, was quite a bit pleased, saying, I thought I would be able to pay the money soon. However, he did not stay there long enough and was... Or, sorry. He did not say when he expected to get the money.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez, man. That's pretty wild, dude. I mean, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed, you know, if I couldn't pay a bill. Like, after, like, you know, like the first week, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just realized I don't have enough money.
But he
continued to stay there.
He was 65 years old. He knows better, man. He was just like, he was trying to milk the system. He was like, hope they don't kick me out.
It's like, if I never leave, I don't have to pay.
Right?
If I just stay here and I'm like, hey, listen, I'll pay you when I leave.
Yeah.
But I'm not leaving.
Totally pay for it. Like, reminds me of Dumb and Dumber, like, what was, like, the IOUs. Those are just as good as money. Those are IOUs. We will pay you back soon.
Oh, jeez, yeah, he should have, you know, maybe if he did use an IOU, and maybe like a hole in the system or something, he might have gotten away with it. They're like, well, he did give us an IOU.
Well, he's now getting free room and board, and he's going to be locked up in the clinker for a while, and...
I wonder if he gets
65 80... years old, so he's going to be in there for a while.
Yeah, so 80 nights in a hotel. What, do you think, like, the time he should get in jail is going to be, like, 80 days in jail?
I don't know. That's an interesting perspective to give him his sentence.
Wouldn't that be an eye for an eye?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but still, the hotels, I mean, dude, hotels, they are really...
Well, dude, if you jack it the other way, because, like, what do? Like, they knit rice bags and get, like, 2 cents an hour or some, like, whatever fucking bullshit they're paying them now.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I guess they do have to
do, like, physical labor and, like, do some shit, but they get, like, like 5 cents an hour.
Something like that. So, basically, yeah, he could pay it off by working in prison. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's going to outlive that one. He's 65 years old. Well,
so, 80, that's about a bazillion years.
Yeah. Maybe another century.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Faders, thank you very much for tuning into this very special episode of Got Faded Japan. Tom, thank you very much for being on the show. I want you back more often.
We can talk about that maybe when we're off the air. Maybe I can come back.
Yeah, sure, why not? You're the one that's busy. You got a family. Faders, yes, we do have a Patreon. If you want, go to the Patreon. You can support us there. It's like $5. It's basically $5 for you is like...
Plunk.
Wait, no, I think it's 500 yen. So 500 yen is like $2 for you. I don't know. I got to check it out and stuff. But we've got all sorts of great stuff up there. We've got the shows that are completely unedited. We've got all sorts of other really free stuff that's really cool and stuff. Check it out. If you want to support the show, that's the best way to do it.
Be kind and tip.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's putting money in the tip jar.
Pretty much. And also, we're all over SNS. So just go to SNS. Anything. We're on everything except for TikTok. I'm not a big fan of TikTok. But we're on Instagram, Facebook, and all that
it's
stuff.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
That commie bullshit.
Well, I don't know about that. It's just, you know, every time I go on TikTok, I just see kids dancing. And I'm like, I don't like this. Isn't that cool?
Not really, for me. I see, like, of-age women in skimpy outfits shaking their booty. I'm like,
really?
Not bad.
Wow, so you do use TikTok. I don't even have TikTok on my phone.
No, yeah. I deleted that. No, but, like, all the other channels will pick it up. You can still watch it on Facebook.
You can watch TikTok videos on... Oh, yeah, I guess so. People post. Okay, whatever. We're not on TikTok, okay? So, not on TikTok, but we're everywhere else. So, yeah, and we upload videos and photos on Instagram daily. Tom, you've been actually supporting the Instagram quite a bit. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, no problem, man. Like, yeah. I do a little bit of traveling.
Yeah, you are. And definitely tell a friend. So, yeah, if you got a friend that's coming to Japan or interested in, like, weird stuff happening in Japan, tell your friend about the show. And on that note, Faders, thank you very much for tuning in with us, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace.
Bye-bye.
My little brother, a goddamn shit-sucking vampire. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
I've got a government job to abuse and a lonely wife to fuck.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Cows of pressure! I can't take it! I can't take it! I can't get to it!
You sure I should do this, man?
We're going freaking!
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass!
Your move, creep.
Man, I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up repugnant shit.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.